A train of shocks at 3000 scale? Exploring the clash of an expanding bubble into the NGC 1333 IRIS 4 region. Solus 16, by Marta de Simone et al. There is evidence that the star formation process is linked to the intricate net of filaments in molecular clouds, which may be also due to gas compression from external triggers. We studied the southern region of the Perseus NGC 1333 molecular cloud, known to be heavily shaped by similar external triggers, to shed light on the process that perturbed the filament where the class 0 IRAS 4 protostars lie. We use new IRAM-NOAMA observations of CO and CH3O, both known to trace violent events as shocks, toward IRIS 4A as part of the large program Seeds of Life in Space, SOLAS. We detected three parallel elongated greater than 60000 structures, called fingers, with narrow line profiles 1.5 km S1 peaked at the cloud systemic velocity, tracing gas with high density 5 cm-3 and high temperature 80 to 160 K. They are chemically different, with the northern finger traced by both CO and CH3OH, silicon oxide 160 to 300, while the other two only by CO, CH3OH, silicon oxide 5000 years, would be consistent with the observations if a substantial fraction of silicon, frozen onto the grain mantles, is released by the shocks. We suggest that the shock train is due to an expanding gas bubble, coming behind NGC 1333 from the southwest and clashing against the filament, where IRIS 4A lies. Finally, we propose a solution to the two decades-long debate on the nature and origin of the widespread narrow CO emission observed in the south part of NGC 1333, namely that it is due to unresolved trains of shocks. This was a train of shocks at 3000 scale? Exploring the clash of an expanding bubble into the NGC 1333 IRIS 4 region. Solus 16, by Marta de Simone et al.